Thank you, Mrs. Liadi. May I now invite Ms. Opiechowska, employees delegate from Poland. Pardon me if I haven't pronounced your name correctly. And may I also invite Mr. Gatluak, Minister of Labour, Public Service and Human Resource Development of South Sudan, to come and take a seat at the podium.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Director General, ladies and gentlemen. It's an honor and privilege for me to address this 102nd session of the International Labour Conference on behalf of Polish employers' organizations. Beside the fact that so far Poland has been seen by other countries as a green island, the economic situation in Poland is far from satisfactory. It's predicted that the rate of economic growth in Poland will decrease to 1.8% GDP. Our country is undergoing strong economic crisis with the rise of unemployment to 14.3% and worsening of economic situation of enterprises. Economists agree a big threat to the Polish economy is also the situation in the Eurozone. We don't know which way it is going to resolve. Poland probably will survive in its current form. However, the recession will be longer than previously expected. To mitigate the effects of the economic crisis, the Polish government and the social partners undertook several of initiatives to it. They want to improve the performance of the business and economy during the crisis. The most important solutions concern the labor market and maintaining the jobs. The proposed amendments of the labor code relate to the flexible working time and changes in the work reference periods. It was proposed to introduce the elements of flexible working hours. Some solutions were also associated with the reduction of hourly wages for overtime for small business. For micro enterprises, support will come mainly from the Labour Fund, for small and medium from Special Anti-Crisis Act, and for large from the new rules of organization and working time. These solutions have not been accepted by the trade unions. Unions tried to withhold work on these necessary changes, not understanding that during the crisis the most important is to maintain jobs and stop the closure of companies. On the other hand, the government extended to 1 year parental leave from current 6 months. Provisions are to be extended from September 2013, allowing maintaining 80% of salary for parents decided to take 1 year leave. Employers' organizations didn't support this idea, knowing that will be difficult for employability. But it's need to support demography problem in Poland. To mitigate the negative atmosphere among trade unions in works of the Tripartite Commission, the Prime Minister joined to it. Optimistic note for the future of the social dialogue in Poland is not all of the trade unions have negative attitude towards government legislative proposals, knowing this rule to mitigate the effects of the crisis which are expected by many campaigns. Employers' organizations affiliated to the Tripartite Commission understand the trade unions to protect jobs, but they have to realize that in the situation of the public finances, it will have negative consequences for the state budget. Employers sent a letter to employees and the unemployed informing them that it's important in this uncertain situation when we are afraid of the future to seek consensus and dialogue to resolve difficult problems. We believe more competitive will be the Polish economy, will be higher demand, low unemployment rate, create the new jobs and stability of demographic situation. Employers' organizations are trying to convince the unions that it is not always necessary to state at firm positions. We would like to, in the process of social dialogue, solve problems which do not adversely affect the functioning on the labor market. We believe that is the only right way, which will help to develop the best solutions for maximum mitigation of the crisis. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Ms. Opiechowska. May I now invite Mr. Gatluak, Minister of Labor, Public Service and Human Resource Development.